This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is the GROW method, and how to use it after someone points out that you have toxic traits? A four-step framework for turning hard feedback into real personal change. In short, this article covers one primary framework, the GROW method, and explores its four components as a structured system for responding to feedback about toxic behavior and turning it into lasting personal change. The GROW method turns confronting feedback into a development plan. Each step, goal, reality, options, and way forward builds on the last. The framework works because it replaces defensive reactions with deliberate action. Definition: the GROW method is a four-step framework for receiving difficult feedback and converting it into a personal development plan. Using goal, reality, options, and way forward, it gives you a clear structure for responding to criticism about toxic behavior without shutting down or arguing back. Someone told you that your behavior is toxic. Maybe it was your manager in a performance review. Maybe it was a colleague who finally had enough. Maybe it was a trusted friend who cared enough to say the hard thing. Whatever the source, the words landed like a stone, and your first instinct was probably not to say, "Thank you. Let me build a plan around that." That is the problem the GROW method was designed to solve. Not the discomfort of hearing hard feedback. That discomfort is necessary. The problem is what happens next, when you have no structure and your emotions are running the show. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the GROW method in Chapter 5 as a tool for receiving feedback and turning it into something useful. Most people treat feedback as an event to survive. This framework treats it as raw material to work with. When someone tells you that you have been dismissive, controlling, or consistently difficult, you have two choices: react or respond with a plan. This article will give you the tools to do the second. Why toxic trait feedback is so hard to use without a structure. Hearing that you have toxic traits hits differently than ordinary criticism. A comment about your presentation skills stings a little. Being told that your behavior damages the people around you shakes something deeper. It triggers what I describe in Chapter 5, Say It Right Every Time, as the amygdala hijack the moment your brain switches from thinking to defending. Your heart rate climbs. Your reasoning narrows. You reach for justifications, counterarguments, or silence. Without a structure to hold on to, most people do one of three things. They apologize reflexively and change nothing. They argue the feedback away, or they agree in the moment and forget it within a week. None of these responses address the actual behavior. They just manage the discomfort of the conversation. This is exactly where a framework earns its value. Structure does not make the conversation easier emotionally. It gives you a path to walk when your emotions want to pull you off course. The GROW method is that path. What the GROW method is and where it comes from. The GROW method, as I outline in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, is a four-part framework for receiving feedback and converting it into a personal development plan. The letters stand for goal, reality, options, and way forward. The framework moves you from the raw moment of hearing difficult feedback to leaving the conversation with something concrete, a plan you can act on today. It is important to understand what this framework is not. It is not a deflection tool. It is not a way to appear engaged while avoiding accountability. Used honestly, it requires you to sit with an uncomfortable reality and then do something specific about it. That takes courage. The structure just makes sure the courage goes somewhere productive. How the GROW method works step by step. Step 1. Goal. The first question to ask is, what does this feedback suggest my goal should be? You are not setting a vague aspiration here. You are identifying a specific, concrete behavioral change that would address the toxic trait being named. If someone has told you that you undermine people in meetings, your goal is not be nicer. It is something precise. Stop interrupting colleagues mid-sentence. Stop dismissing ideas before exploring them. Stop using sarcasm as a substitute for honest disagreement. Precision matters here because vague goals produce vague change. The feedback someone gave you almost always points to a specific behavior, even if it was delivered broadly. Your job in this step is to name that behavior clearly. In use. Imagine your manager has just told you that your tendency to micromanage is making your team anxious and eroding their confidence. Your goal is not become a better manager. It is give team members clear briefs and then trust them to execute without checking in more than once per day. Step 2. Reality. This is the step most people rush past. It is also the most important one. Reality asks you to look honestly at what your behavior has actually looked like. Not your intention, not your interpretation. The observable behavior and its impact on the people around you. I have watched too many people skip straight to solutions because sitting with the reality of their own toxic patterns is genuinely painful. But if you skip this step, you build your plan on a distorted foundation. Ask yourself, how often has this behavior shown up? In what situations does it appear? Who has it affected and how? What signals have you ignored or explained away in use? Using the same example, the reality might be that you have sent 7 follow-up messages on a single task in one afternoon, pulled a report back from a team member to read it yourself 3 times this month, and scheduled additional check-ins the day before every deadline because you do not trust the work will be done. That is the reality. Name it clearly, without minimizing it. If someone on your team was affected enough to raise this issue formally, you might also consider how to apologize in a way that actually restores the working relationship before moving forward. Step 3. Options. Now you have a goal and an honest account of the current reality. The gap between them is where your options lie. This step asks, what could I do differently? You're generating a list, not committing to a single path yet. Think broadly. Could you ask for a mentor who manages without micromanaging? Could you establish a clear boundary for yourself around when you are and are not allowed to check in? Could you build a system that gives you the visibility you need without interfering with your team's autonomy? Could you work with a trusted colleague to flag the behavior when it appears? The goal is to produce at least 3 genuine options. 1 is not a choice. 2 is an either slash or. 3 or more gives you the material to build a real plan in use. Your options might include taking a course in delegation, agreeing with your team on a weekly status update that replaces ad hoc check-ins, asking your manager to hold you accountable to a new check-in standard, or identifying a specific trigger, like anxiety before deadlines, that drives the behavior and addressing that directly. Step 4. Way forward. This is where the framework becomes a commitment. You choose from your options, combine them if useful, and state a specific plan with a timeline. The way forward is not I will try to do better. It is, starting Monday, I will send 1 project update request per week, scheduled every Friday morning. I will ask my colleague to flag it if I send anything outside that agreement. I will review this plan with my manager in 4 weeks. Specificity is the difference between a plan and a wish. As I write and say it right every time, vague feedback is useless feedback, and the same is true of vague plans. Your way forward must be concrete enough that someone else could observe whether you're following it in use. Based on this feedback, my goal for the next 3 months is to manage without micromanaging. The reality is that I have been checking in far too often and redoing work that was not wrong, just different from what I would have done. My options are to establish a weekly status structure, to ask a trusted peer to flag the behavior, or to address the underlying anxiety through coaching. My plan is to implement the weekly status structure this week, to tell my team about it directly, and schedule a follow-up conversation with my manager in 30 days to assess whether the behavior has shifted. That is the GROW method applied in full. A reader can see exactly how this conversation played out and say it right every time, alongside scripts for receiving feedback in performance reviews and follow-up conversations that demonstrate growth. When to use the GROW method and when not to. The GROW method works best when you have already accepted that there is something worth examining in the feedback you received. It is a tool for processing and planning, not for deciding whether feedback is legitimate. If you are still in the stage of deciding whether the person who gave the feedback had any right to do so, you're not ready for this framework yet. Use it when you have heard the same criticism from more than one person and can no longer dismiss it as a single perspective. A performance review is named a specific behavioral pattern that is affecting your colleagues or your results. A relationship at work has deteriorated and you know your behavior played a role. You want to show someone who gave you hard feedback that you took it seriously, not just in words, but in action. Do not use it when you are still in the grip of a defensive reaction. Give yourself time to settle before you work through the steps. Applying a structure while your amygdala is running the show produces answers, but protect your ego, not plans that change your behavior. The feedback was vague, and you have not yet had a chance to ask for specific examples. A plan built on unclear feedback will miss the target. Ask first. Can you give me a specific example of when you saw that behavior and what you would have liked me to do differently? Then use the framework once you have something concrete to work with. For situations where a defensive reaction is the main obstacle, the core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers defensiveness is worth applying before you move into grow. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Using grow when multiple toxic traits have been named. Sometimes the feedback is not about one behaviour. It is about a pattern. You are dismissive, you take credit, you shut down dissent, you're inconsistent in how you treat people. When multiple toxic traits have been named at once, the grow method still works. You just apply it one trait at a time. Trying to build a single plan for everything at once leads to a plan that addresses nothing specifically. Choose the most damaging behavior first, work through all four steps, and establish a way forward with a timeline. Then return to the next one. Progress on one front is more credible than vague commitments across five. This approach also matters for the people who gave you the feedback. They need to see specific change in a specific area before they will believe the broader pattern can shift. If you are navigating a situation where team relationships have broken down due to these patterns, the deal method for resolving conflicts that are fracturing team dynamics may help you manage the relationship repair alongside the personal work. A decision guide for the right tool in the right moment. The GROW method is one framework among several worth knowing when you're dealing with the aftermath of toxic behavior being named. Here is a clear map of when each tool serves you best. Situation, best tool. You need to process feedback and build a personal plan GROW method. You are feeling defensive and need to calm down first core framework. You need to repair a relationship after the feedback apology framework. Your team's working relationship has broken down bridge or deal method. You want to receive feedback without triggering conflict grow in a performance conversation. The grow method lives in the personal space. It is the tool you use when the work is on you. The relational tools, the ones that help you build trust and repair connection, come after. Get your own house in order first, then go back into the relationship with something genuine to offer. If feedback about your behavior has come from a full team rather than one person, the GROW method applied to team feedback offers a version of this framework scaled to group dynamics rather than individual change. For a broader look at using GROW when feedback itself is the context rather than a crisis, read how to receive feedback without getting defensive. The mistakes people make when using this framework. Most of the time, when this framework fails, it is not because the framework is wrong. It is because the person using it is being dishonest with themselves at a critical step. The mistake: treating the goal step as a performance. Why it happens: when the feedback came from a manager or during a formal review, the temptation is to state a goal that sounds good rather than one that addresses the actual behavior. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether the goal you're stating would actually change what people experience when they work with you. If the answer is no, keep digging. The mistake: minimizing the reality. Why it happens. Honest self-assessment of toxic behavior is painful. It is easier to acknowledge a mild version of what happened than the full truth. What to do instead? Ask the person who gave you feedback to describe a specific incident in detail before you complete the reality step. The account will be more accurate than your memory. The mistake: listing options you have no intention of pursuing. Why it happens. The framework requires at least a few options, so people list them to complete the step, not because they have genuinely considered them. What to do instead? For each option, ask, would I actually do this? If the honest answer is no, remove it. Your way forward must come from real options, not decorative ones. The mistake: writing a way forward that has no accountability built in. Why it happens. Accountability means someone can see whether you followed through, and that feels exposing. What to do instead? Share your way forward with someone directly, whether your manager, a peer, or the person who gave you the feedback. Ask them to check in on your progress. Following up after feedback to show growth is not a sign of weakness. It is how trust gets rebuilt. Building the habit of using GROW over time. A framework used once is a useful experience. A framework used consistently becomes a real skill. Here is a realistic plan for making GROW a natural part of how you handle feedback about your own behavior. In the first week after receiving hard feedback about a toxic trait, work through the four steps in writing. Writing matters here. It slows you down. It forces clarity. It creates a record you can return to. Keep it somewhere you will actually look at it. In the first month, schedule one check-in with someone who observed the behavior you are working to change, not to report your progress, but to ask honestly whether they have noticed a difference. Their perception is the only meaningful measure of whether your way forward is working. Over the following months, bring grow into your regular feedback habits, not just the moments of crisis. If you're receiving feedback through a team-level breakdown and repair process, the same four steps apply to your individual piece of that work. The more you use the structure, the less you will need to consciously think through each step. It becomes a reflex. Someone gives you hard feedback, and instead of flooding with defensiveness, you reach for goal. That shift alone is worth every uncomfortable practice session. What to carry away from this? Here is the truth of it. Being told you have toxic traits is not the end of anything. It is information. Painful, confronting, necessary information. Most people never hear it clearly because the people around them have learned to work around them instead of telling them the truth. If someone had the courage to tell you directly, that is a gift. Treat it like one. Use the GROW method not as a way to appear self-aware, but as a genuine tool for the hardest kind of work changing behavior that has become a habit. The goal is not a perfect performance in your next one-on-one or a flawless run at your next review. The goal is that the people who work with you, 6 months from now, experience something different. That is what the GROW method is designed to produce: real change, earned over time, one honest step at a time. Frequently asked questions. What is the GROW method? The GROW method is a four-step framework for turning feedback into a personal development plan. It stands for goal, reality options, and way forward. It gives you a structured way to respond to criticism about your behavior without shutting down or getting defensive. Each step builds directly on the previous one. How do you use the GROW method after being told you have toxic traits? Start by identifying the specific goal the feedback points toward, then honestly assess the current reality of your behavior and its impact. Next, list your genuine options for change, and finally commit to a specific way forward with a timeline. This moves you from a defensive reaction to a concrete plan you can act on immediately. What does GROW stand for in the GROW method? GROW stands for goal, reality options, and way forward. Each letter names one stage of the process. Together, they move you from receiving difficult feedback about toxic behavior to having a concrete, personalized plan for changing the specific behavior that caused the problem in the first place. Can the GROW method help with toxic behavior at work? Yes, the GROW method is particularly useful in workplace settings where toxic behavior has damaged relationships or trust. It gives you a professional, structured response to corrective feedback, and it shows colleagues and managers that you're serious about making change rather than simply defending yourself or offering empty promises. What is the biggest mistake people make when using the GROW method? The most common mistake is rushing past the reality step. People want to skip straight to solutions, but without an honest assessment of what your behavior actually looked like and what impact it had, your options and plan will miss the real problem entirely. Sit with the reality step longer than feels comfortable. How is the GROW method different from just saying sorry? An apology addresses the past. The GROW method addresses the future. It does not replace a sincere apology, but it follows one with a structured plan for change. It shows the other person not just remorse, but a clear, specific commitment to behaving differently going forward, which is what actually rebuilds trust over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.